is a monopoly on the threat of violence and violence itself. Because ultimately, if we do not cooperate with this collective, we will be incarcerated, persecuted, robbed, locked up, whatever.
Times there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the dude.
Mr. Maddox will come up and I'll read our rules of the House. Prior to the public hearing, sign-ups should be made. Immediately prior to the hearing, it should be announced that wishing to speak should identify themselves. When the public hearing is open, the persons will be notified as to how many people have signed up. We know it's two. Persons will speak in the order in which they signed up. Each person will speak a maximum of 10 minutes. Comments at public hearings should be germane to the matter, which is, in this case, the millage rate for this fiscal year. With that, the public hearing is open. Mr. Maddox, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Guys, we've been over this millage thing, and the process has been done over the last, as was said before, many years. And there's been some discussion about whether it ought to be tied together with the budget. And there's been discussion about why it's not tied together. And it seems to create a lot of confusion in the public. As the two are interconnected, yet separated. And so as the ebb and flow of government goes, you find that like the budget process, it was kind of hard for everybody. You saw people coming in here and talking about it and debating about it, and even council debating about it. And then it gets passed, and then you have a controversy over the millages. And so this controversy creates chaos and spreads it out over a long period of time instead of making the pain sharp and to the point, you know, instead of drawing it out. It's like keep ripping the bandage off of a open sore. I know that this is probably going to pass and all, and I don't agree to the millage and increases in a lot of ways. I understand that we're going to do what we're going to do as we have created this monstrosity that now rules our lives and takes our labor and spends it in many ways that individuals would never do. I understand that, and so working within the system, we need to streamline it to some extent. I agree with Mr. Jones when he says that these are things should be combined into one thing. So that big debate, as the process goes, we can know. Why does it always have to come to the very end? And everybody rushes and puts these amendments in, and all of it sounds like we're up in the swamp up there. Why can't we do something? I mean, $26 million is a lot of money, but it's not that much when we look at trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars flying around. I just don't understand why we can't do it in a simplified manner. We've got to get back to the basics of government, and it's not spending money on all kinds of crazy things. It's not spending it on economic development. Economic development has nothing to do with government. Yeah, you can scribble it down on a piece of paper and make what's not right right. I see that all the time. Look at the volumes and volumes and volumes of laws and rules and regulations that politicians, not necessarily you, but politicians throughout a couple of centuries, look at what they've piled onto us. And that comes with an expense, because for every rule, regulation, ordinance, or whatever, you've got to hire people to enforce it. And it's a monopoly on the threat of violence and violence itself. Because ultimately, if we do not cooperate with this collective, we will be incarcerated, persecuted, robbed, locked up, whatever. So until we recognize that government is a fire and it's out of control, and we need to put that thing, take the logs off the fire, get back down to the little basic thing that protects liberty. Until we do that, this is what we're going to get. Every year you're going to see, oh, it's going to be this kind of millage and that kind of millage and this kind of, and nobody can figure out, well, how you figure out a mill. Even Dennis Arledge can't explain it. It's like Common Core math. 2 + 2 = 5. Why do you even do it like that? Well, it's always been done that way. I hear that excuse so many times, and it's not true, not true, not true. If it had been true, we'd have had as big a government now as a small government they had in 1776. 1789 is when this thing just started. That's when Hamilton and Madison and Washington created this Constitutional Congress, the convention. And then the next thing you know, that small little government that was supposed to be restricted created this and this and this. And now we've got what I was just talking about, volumes and volumes of ordinance and all. So in the end, you guys are going to do what you're going to do. But I'm telling you, boys, we need to shrink this government. We really, really do. We're out of control, and it's all from do-gooders wanting to do the right thing. But it's mind over matter. It ain't my money, so it don't matter. Anyway, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Maddox. Mr. DeVoe.
Thank you.